Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply back by popular demand. Back by popular demand. Now think of all those things that have come back by popular demand. If you went and watched your favorite movie, then you're eager to see the sequel and you're going to go watch it because you want to see it again. Then in musicals, an artist may perform on stage and as soon as he or she takes the bow, the crowd is saying encore, encore, because they want more of what that artist has provided. Then you know your restaurant may have a seasonal dish, yet they bring it back early because of the overwhelming demand. In business, the back by popular demand principle also has a relevance. This represents the irresistible qualities that leaders possess that keep those around them begging for more. Also in business, those that master the art of generating popular demand will grow stronger, more vibrant teams. Consider the POP principles to assist you in accomplishing this goal. The first POP reminds us of the importance of positivity on purpose. Yes, my friends and neighbors, just like negativity, positivity is a choice. We choose to be angry and we can choose to be positive. We can always look on the bright side. We can make up our minds to never criticize nor complain. We can smile constantly, laugh frequently, compliment freely if we so choose. Well, many people will say, well, that's easier said than done, Wallace. It's hard to maintain positivity in the midst of adversity, and I will give you that. You're exactly right. But how can we be better in that area? First of all, remember, adversity is temporary and words are permanent. Adversity is temporary, but words are permanent. Have you ever said something in the heat of the moment that you regretted saying? And even though you apologized to the person you offended, they never forgot the hurtful words you said? You see, adversity is trying to make us say the wrong things at the wrong time. And if we can train our minds to understand that words are permanent, and once we say them, no matter whether the times are good or bad, then they're still going to have a lasting impact. The other way that you overcome and maintain positivity through adversity is to simply ask yourself, will this matter 5 years from now? And if it won't matter 5 years from now, we shouldn't spend 5 minutes being upset about it. Think about kids on their birthdays. You know, they have the dollars pinned to their clothes, they have the birthday hats on their heads, and nothing can go wrong, and they refuse to have a bad birthday. We've got to take a lesson from them. Have you ever seen a kid on a trampoline? They're smiling on the way up and on the way down. And you can't tell which direction they're going because they're happy either way. You see, when you have positivity on purpose, it means whether you're up or you're down, nobody should be able to tell from your attitude and from your gratitude. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can exude and exhibit positivity on purpose. The other component, the other POP, my friends, is professionalism's our priority. Yes, professionalism's our priority. That's the second POP. This is a returning phone calls on time and following up with emails. Our attire, our speech, our conduct, our commitment to training are all elements that reflect our professionalism. It's not just one, it's a total package. You see, professionalism is a package. Some people think that just because they put on nice clothes and they drive nice cars, that in and of itself says that they are professional. Not so, my friends and neighbors. The reason why most people have disdain for politicians is because of all the mudslinging and the name calling during election time. Then the broken promises, the flip-flopping, they look professional, but they're not acting professionally. You see, it's not just the look, my friends and neighbors, it's the conduct. It's the way that we communicate with others. It's the way that we carry and conduct ourselves. It's our ability to do what we say and say what we do. Yes, my friends and neighbors, professionalism must be a priority. Think about the most professional people you know. Think about how much you admire the way way they conduct themselves, the character they exude, the personality they exhibit, the grace with which they conduct themselves, those are all professional traits, my friends and neighbors, and we can all embrace those professional traits no matter what our educational backgrounds, no matter what our cultural backgrounds. Everyone can be professional if it becomes a priority. Last and certainly not least, the final pop reminds us of the importance of the potential of people. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the potential of people is our final pop. You see, we tend to appreciate everything we deem valuable. If you think your car is valuable, you're going to be careful where you park it. If you think you have on valuable jewelry, you won't take it off when you're washing your hands. If you think you have on valuable clothing, you'll be more careful when you eat. Well, think about the value, the immense value in the human being. Yes, my friends and neighbors, people are valuable because they represent boundless potential. Why? What can they do? First of all, they can connect you to those you don't know. They can protect you from those who mean you harm. They can respect you when you treat them fairly. And they select you when you express your vision for their success. Yes, my friends and neighbors, see, the potential of people is unlocked only when their leaders believe in them. Have you ever seen parents who are always putting their children down and talking about how they'll never amount to anything and how they're going to be just like their father or just like somebody else that was a failure in the family? Well, those children live up to those negative words being spoken to them. But when you understand how to untap the potential in people, you see, great parents do the opposite. They get the most from their children by telling them how wonderful they are, how great they are, how much they need them, how much they appreciate them. When was the last time you started unlocking the potential of the people on your team simply by complimenting and congratulating and appreciating and respecting them? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to show them a little bit more appreciation and kindness. Show them a little bit more attention and affection, and you'll see that you get more out of them than you could ever imagine. It's not those that crack the whip that are going to see their people around them do great things. It's those, my friends and neighbors, that love from the heart, that speak the words that can empower and that can advance. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to execute these POP principles, and you'll be back by popular demand. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. If you did, I can make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute can grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.